Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Karen, thank you. First now to that news that Irish woman Gina Herity is one of eight people kidnapped from an orphanage in Haiti overnight. Miss Herity from Westport in County Mayo has been working in Haiti since 1993. Just before coming on air, I spoke with Diego Durin, a Haiti analyst with the International Crisis Group. And I asked him first how worrying it is to hear the details that we've learned so far.
Well, it is worrying, as everything that has been happening in Haiti for the past 5 years, in which we have seen spiraling violence getting worse and worse by the day. This is not the first time that foreign missionaries have been kidnapped. However, these targeted kidnappings seem to have decreased in recent months, but now two events have remembered us that these kinds of people who are doing an invaluable work in Haiti are not spared from violence. Besides this kidnapping this weekend, other people from the staff of UNICEF were kidnapped about 2 weeks ago, two or three weeks ago as well.
Why are aid workers and missionaries being targeted?
Well, it is not sure what this is happening, the motives of the gangs. Of course, the gangs, even if kidnappings have reduced over the past year in Haiti, as gangs are using other kinds of illegal activities to finance themselves, there are still targeted kidnappings against sometimes rich people in wealthy neighborhoods. But we hadn't seen so much kidnappings of missionaries, because even the gangs themselves need this kind of people in their communities, because they do jobs as, for example, they run hospitals, orphanages, which are services which are very important for the communities that they control as well. So it is not sure why they are targeting now people from this sector, as the kidnapping of this Irish missionary and people from the orphanage seem to be a quite deliberate attack on this institution.
Our Deputy Prime Minister has described the kidnapping as deeply worrying and said that it's imperative that Gina Herity and the others are released. What do you think would be needed to secure her release?
Well, it will depend on the motives of the kidnapping and, of course, what the gangs will be asking for. On the case of the UNICEF staff that was released some days ago, we don't have many details into what the negotiations were about. We don't know whether the gangs were asking for a ransom or some kind of, I don't know, maybe a deal to stop these kinds of targeted attacks against missionaries. So, but the most frequent thing is that gangs use the kidnappings as a way to put some pressure on the government on a specific issue, or on a specific part of the elite, or just to ask for a very hefty ransom. Mm-hmm.
The UN says that gangs control about 85% of Port-au-Prince in Haiti at the moment.
Yes, well, they have been expanding their footprint in the capital, and now they control almost all of Port-au-Prince metropolitan area. But they have also been expanding their foothold in other parts of the country, as the security forces are mainly concentrated in regaining terrain in the capital. So as other parts of the country have remained without much security forces presence, in over the past year, they have very quickly expanded into other departments of Haiti in which there was not any gang presence whatsoever.
And Diego, a lot of that instability stems from 2021, when the Haitian president was assassinated. Is that right?
Well, the crisis has spiraled even more since the president was killed, and that created a vacuum of power and increased power struggles between several powerful political groups. But the crisis didn't really start with the assassination of President Moïse. The President Moïse was already grappling with a very worrying security situation that has deteriorated since this assassination.
And back again there to the work of foreign missionaries in Haiti. What kind of work are they doing in the country at the moment, and how important is that in the context of aid that is needed in the country?
Well, Haiti has had a weak state since the transition to the democracy in the early 90s, but now state institutions are extremely, extremely weak, and foreign organizations as the Nos Petits Frères et Sœurs from the orphanage in question are doing the work and offering humanitarian response that the state cannot provide, offering shelter to handicapped children, as it was the case for this orphanage, but also providing healthcare services, food assistance, and humanitarian assistance overall.
What is daily life like for the majority of the population in Haiti at the moment?
Well, it depends on where you live in Haiti, because most of the violence is concentrated in the capital and some of the other departments that have seen an increase in gang activity recently. So as in these parts of the country where there are gangs controlling the communities and fighting against the state, people are dying from violence and general violence. People get raped, killed, their houses burned when the gangs are invading the areas where they live. There are over 1 million displaced persons in Haiti, which means that around 1 in 10, every 10 people in Haiti are currently displaced. And in the areas where there is no gang presence, there are repercussions of the violence, because the gangs, for example, control many of the main roadways of the country currently, and they impose taxes and they establish road tolls along these roads, which makes that essential goods that are transiting through these roads are more expensive than for consumers in the rest of the country, for a country in which each Haitian has about live with around $2 a day.
Mm-hmm. And Diego, since the president was assassinated in 2021, there have been 5 prime ministers since then, all unelected. So there's no end in sight to the political instability there.
A new transitional government was established last year at a moment when the gangs had completely paralyzed the capital and were preventing former Prime Minister Ariel Henry from returning. Since then, a new government with a very inclusive coalition was formed, but it hasn't delivered the results that were expected. They were planning to hold elections this year to restore security, among other objectives, but none of these files has advanced as they were wishing. And the main reason of this is because the Haiti's leadership seems to be more focused on internal power struggles inside the government than on focusing on the objectives that they established for themselves when they created this new transitional government over a year ago.
Diego Durin, thank you.